Okay, Remy. Obviously, transfer deadline day. At the moment, it looks like it's going to be quite quiet here.
Yes, it has been quiet until now in terms of signing, not quite in terms of the work I try to do to sign player for a month now. We try to do, should I say, because the club, of course, tried as well, but for the moment, for different reasons, we didn't achieve to sign players.
Is that frustrating? Because there are all sorts of reasons why players may not want to come to a club. What do you put it down to that nobody has come? What's the main reason, do you think?
First of all, of course, I'm disappointing because I know that the team needs some strength and some improvement with new players. Probably the main reasons are because we are bottom of the league and not very attractive for players, and also because financially speaking, the club is not in the situation probably where they wanted to spend too much money. And I can understand that, because for the last 4 or 5 years, a lot of money has been spent and without big results, should I say, without having a bad assessment on my predecessor. You know, it's not at all the point for me, but a lot of money has been spent and the situation today is bad. Then probably the board has decided not to do it again.
To the fans, that will feel like they are surrendering at this point. It's the white flag. We can't stay in the Premier League.
No, but I mean, we didn't, I cannot say as well that the club decided not to sign player. This is not the truth. The truth is that we identified a goalkeeper. The deal was okay with the club, with the player, and unfortunately for reasons that I could explain to you, we have been denied a work permit for Kalinic. Then it was a big blow. Nobody was expecting that in the club. It should have been the first signing. And then I had a long conversation as well with the strikers. A week ago, I tried because I missed some before, but then I tried again with another one, and he chose finally to sign for another team. Then it wouldn't be fair to say that Aston Villa didn't want to sign player. We tried with the money we had, but until now we didn't achieve it.
Is there a danger of anybody leaving today? We've seen Michael Richards linked with a move to Sunderland. Is there a possibility of players being sold today?
No, to be fair, there is no chance for that, because of course I need players. You know, we lighted the team already, you understand, no? Many players have gone, and because they were not playing too much. Micah is fully part of the team, and of course I haven't got so many players to allow one or two to leave now. It's too late.
Finally from me, with this squad, can you find 7 more Premier League wins this season? Because that's the minimum you will need to stay up.
You know, I will do my best. I hope, and I'm sure the player will do the same. We have proved in the previous week that we were nearly capable to do that. Of course, one or two new players would have been helpful for that target, but no complaint now from me. I'm focused only on the player I've been asked to manage, and I will do my best. You know, all the games I play in the Premier League since I came, only few finishes, and I said to myself, they are very, very much better than us, you know. And then that's why we still need to believe, and I'm still believe that we are capable to win one or two games in a row and then be back again on the track.
You've made it clear that, and long before you arrived, it was obvious that the squad needed strengthening. When you came, people thought it was an opportunity to strengthen, to have a fight, to get out of trouble. It hasn't happened, and yet your players know that you needed to strengthen. How difficult does that make it for the rest of the season for you? Because they knew you wanted better players in.
Yes, you're right. This is why it's difficult. You're exactly right. But then, you know, as a player, you have also your pride enough to say, okay, they think, or the manager think that he should have strengthened the team. I will show him that. Or the fan, not only the manager, it's not about one person, but to everybody, that I could be this guy, you know, and I'm expecting that from them. It's a business where everybody try to protect himself, because sometimes it's difficult, and I understand that for a player it could be difficult to play and say the manager has no confidence in me, but that's not the case, you know. But as a manager in my position, I need to say as well, and to assess the team, and to say if we want to go up, probably it would be easier with one, two or three new players.
You're a highly respected coach, but you're not a magician. You know, it looks a lost cause already from outside. So how do you keep yourself and your team going, believing you can get out of trouble?
Because that's my job, you know, and you're right, I'm not... This is the manager of Marseille, the well-known Michel, who a few weeks ago has said, I'm not Harry Potter, you know, and I'm not as well. But both, we are trying to do our best with the player we have to train, you know. It's the situation, and my job is to try to sign players, but then also after that, it's to put the team in the best attitude and position possible for the last 15 games to go.
Finally, for me, you know, we've known you only a few weeks since you arrived, but you've always seemed pretty up. You seem a bit down and disappointed, to me anyway. You seem a bit down and disappointed. Who gives you a lift? Who lifts you? You lift the players, but who lifts you?
Myself, you know. I started football with a cruel disappointment, not playing for 2 years because of both cruciate ligaments. I was 18, and then 18 months later, after the second one, I was playing for French national team. Then I've got a strength inside of me, and I will cope with every situation I have to.
Are you down and disappointed today?
I am. I am not down. I'm disappointed, you know. If I was not, I would be a dreamer. I'm not a dreamer, but I'm disappointed, but I'm still fighting and proud to be in that position as the Villa manager. And I will try to do my best to lift my player again. You know, they give me a lot of hope the previous weeks, the previous games. I really like the way we fight with your tools, with our, what we can do, you know. We were at the maximum, and then I'm expecting not less than that. I told you, if we have been able to do it once or twice, we should be able to do it again. Of course, everybody, me, the players, the club, the fan, everybody has always some stuff to complain about, you know, but life is not only about complain, you know. And players and me, we are in a situation where we can still win games. Of course, we know it's difficult. Sometimes it's not balanced before the game, but we have to take all these games like cup games, you know. Sometimes in cups you play against better team, but then the spirit it's better in the lower team at the end. Then that's what should inspire us.
Remy, there's a chance that you might not bring any players in today. Is that so? You might end up with nobody.
It might. But, you know, the last day there is hundreds of phone calls arriving on late opportunities. And maybe I'm still hoping that one or two could be for me.
But if you do get nobody, that means you will have faced the last 27 league games of this season trying to avoid relegation since the start of November with a squad that you inherited that was bottom of the league.
Yeah. And then that's something I wouldn't have wished, to be fair, but
or expected.
Expected, yes, but this is the reality now, and it could be the reality. And you know, my target is to try to improve the team and to show that even with a team that I didn't choose, but I choose to come either way. You know, it's not. I had a lot of hope, and I think the last weeks we gave hope to everybody to be better and not to stay at the bottom of the table, and this will be my target for the next weeks.
But did you expect that the board would say, we can only pay so much money in January?
You know, it's not only a question about of money, and I told you it's also a question about the situation where we are in and not very attractive for the player, but I cannot speak more about the money for Aston Villa. This is not my position to do it, to be fair.
Okay, but did you lose Dumbia, the striker, to Newcastle on loan because Newcastle's league position is superior to Aston Villa's and he wanted to be sure of survival in the Premier League?
That's exactly what I've been said by the agent of the player yesterday, and this is an example that money cannot always solve the problem, you know, to be fair, because I think that this player could have earned a little bit more money signing for Aston Villa. Then, you know, it's not only about money sometimes.
Which epitomizes, sums up your problem today, doesn't it?
Yes, but I've the feeling that I've not only problems today, you know. I've got still have a squad, I've got players. Some of them are talented, and I'm sure that the squad will show that despite this transfer window, we will still be alive.